or in the middle of the Gemara, Chizkiah Navi, Chizkiah Melech was meant to be Mashiach. But because he didn't say, Shira when he was saved.
Mm-hmm.
We're still on it? We didn't even start it yet. So before we start explaining this part, I just want to dispel some kind of misconception. It almost sounds like he is ungrateful. Hashem saved him, and he didn't even thank God. Saved his life twice. That's it. That's what they think. I'll tell you about your mom sucking. This is the Gemara about the Pesach Seder. The Mishnayos in Sochem are the source of the Pesach Seder. And the Mishnah says, "Bechol dor v'dor chay v'adam liris es atzmo ki liyotzim v'mitzrayim." Each and every generation, Adam ben Yisrael, is obligated to view himself as if he personally went out of Mitzrayim. Shnema v'gad l'vincha v'yemahu. Leimar, avor ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisim v'mitzrayim. Lefichach, therefore, anachto chayav l'haydeis. We have to be maida. We have to pay obeisance, acknowledge the hallow. We have to sing praises, the shabeach, praise God. Lefoyer, glorify him, roam him, uplift him. Lahader, glory. Lavarech, la'alei l'kalis. These are all terms of praise. Each one has their own meaning, I don't know them. Who do we praise? The Mishatzalah v'seinu lanu. It's called Nisim Eilu, the one that did all these miracles to our fathers and to us. Haytiyana Miyagas L'Cherus took us out from slavery to freedom, Miyagan L'Simcha, from pain, anguish, to happiness, Me'evil Yamta, from mourning to celebration, Me'afil or Gadol, from darkness to great light, Meshiba L'Gula, from slavery to redemption. We're going to recite in front of him. Shira Chadasha. I skipped a little bit. V'naim lefanav. Shira Chadasha. Ultimately, we're going to praise him with a new praise. Shira Chadasha. What's a new praise? You have all these praises. We're going to say in front of God a new praise. Shira Chadasha. Tyson brings a gift, sir. V'naida l'chashir chadash agul asena. We're going to be maida. Haida is like being subservient. Maida means I'm yours. Hashem, I'm yours. And how are we going to do that? Shir chadash. A new song. Agul asena. What's this new song business? Tosfos brings a medrash in the Mechilta. He said all the shiras had lashon akeva.
You would embarrass the bivoshes and keep the learning.
You know, the psukim tell us of the shiras, of the songs that we sing. The pasuk always uses the feminine gender, lashon akeva. Shira is lashon akeva. I mean, that's usually the rule when a letter ends with a comet's hey. Shira, it ends with a hey. So then it's feminine gender, it's lashon akeva. There's one exception. There's one exception among the shiras. The shir le'asad lavai. There's a pasuk if you say in Shabbos davening, say it every week by Musiv. Who's getting it? Thanks, Sidon.
Anyway,
but that's, you know, that's really not the one.
Arrogant, person
doesn't,
ugly to be arrogant about
the world. I'm telling after Musaf, we say Mizmashir Yom Shabbos. And then we follow with the sentence, we end off with the sentence, Mizmashir Yasad Lavai. So we're going to sing a song, a shir, Yasad Lavai, in the future. Liyem Shakuli Shabbos and Menucha, a day that's completely Shabbos and Menucha, Lakaya Haylamim, forever. Mizmashir Yasad Lavai. We haven't sung that song yet. This is a song. We haven't sung it yet. And the Mechilta says, the Medrash says that that song is Lashon Zachar. That's masculine. Now there's a significance in this. What's the difference between a male and a female? There's one prominent difference between a male and a female. A female can give birth. Female can experience childbirth, the pain of childbirth, most noteworthy the pain of childbirth, and a male can never go through the pain of childbirth. And Taisha says that's the pshat. A lady gives birth to a kid, it's a happy occasion, it's new life, but the pain she has to go through to bring that new life, the child is born from amidst the pain. So there's a tremendous simcha. There's a simcha that the child is born. But it's not a painless event. It's tremendous pain. It's a great cost to the mother. The mother puts herself out. Sometimes it's a getter mesiras nefesh. It's a kunis nefesh. You know, for the first 30 days after a child is born, the lady has a dinner of a chaylishis basakana. Well, the halachas is the first 3 days after birth, and then the first week after birth, and the first 30 days. But for certain halachas, she has a dinner because she's supposed to come. That means her health is in danger. I mean, if need be, Michal, Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or any other mitzvah to save her.
Well, isn't that always?
That's if somebody is dying. Hey, she's not dying. She just had a baby, right? All she did was have a baby. Yeah? A zachar, a male, never experiences the pain of giving birth. The last time we met, we talked about how the process of geula is referred to birth pangs, hevle leida, hevle mashiach, and there's doors. And the doors of Chizki were closed, and that was the significance of the mem sofis. So there's two kinds of geula. There's a geula that comes from deathly pain. In the end, the final analysis, there's a child born. But there's a tremendous amount of loss. There's a loss of life. There's pain. There's chiyus of Klal Yisrael. A lot of loss leaves Klal Yisrael, but in the end, Klal Yisrael lives on. There's a geula. And then there's a painless geula. Like the lady of Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel were born on the first day of creation. Adam married Chava, and they were born. Painlessly. They just came out. So that's also a gula.
They were there during the
that's Machlokes. But they were definitely impacted by it. It's mashma they were born afterwards. In one place. Other places mashma they were born before. Yeah. There's a piet. You know that the Rishonim, they were mechaber piet. They had tefillos. They were inserted in davening. There's a piet. I pisroys shiras elo lashon akeva miyusadim kitchurasim kileida. The Pious says, why is salvation, why is shira always in feminine? Why is lashon akeva? Because they're saved like a woman in childbirth. Her life's in danger. She's brought to the threshold of death, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if the child doesn't come out, she dies. Kodesh Baruch Hu performs a nace every time a child is born, the child is born, and her life is saved. She was a Kiyalada. Well, take of Shir Akram, but the final Shir is Kizkarim. It's like a male. Lo Yoldim. They don't have childbirth. Shira Lashem Shepadesh. That's a new Shira. That's beautiful.
And Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Shira Sayam, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Ad Yavar Amcha.
What is Shira?
Shira is
a song. It sounds like, you know, it makes a big deal about it. We should understand what it is. What is Shira's a song? Ha. We sing. That's Shira.
Isn't it like an expression of someone's happiness?
Right. Shira, this is something to your side, which you might as well know. You might have heard it. Doesn't hurt to hear it again. The word Shira doesn't mean singing. It doesn't mean song. Shira, the root of the word Shira is a weird circle. Shira means a cycle. The reason why we use it to denote a song, I mean, there's so many mishalim on this, but let's say when you were a little kid, your mom wasn't watching you, and you wandered out of the house, well, maybe you're on a vacation somewhere, in a hotel, you wander out of the hotel room, you're 6 years old, and you walk out, and you go on an adventure. And then you get lost. And everybody's worried about you. They're calling the cops. They're looking for you all over the place. You're just lost. And you're making a right turn because you think that's the way to get back. And that's not it. And then a left turn, and you just keep getting further away. And then there's this big scary man, you know, who really scares you. And there's a dog. All kinds of adventures. And you're really in distress. You're stressed out. And then finally, after like 3 or 4 hours of wandering, things start to look familiar. You keep turning again and again. Okay, not this way, that way. And in the distance, you see something familiar. It looks like you see the hotel. And you run. And you see your mom standing in front of there. And she's going to kill you. But before she kills you, first she hugs you and kisses you. And she's angry and she's happy at the same time. It's like, you know. And then she says, I like you! I didn't love you so much. Where are you? Ah! You know.
I thought you were gonna die.
There's a certain experience. This experience, the feeling that one gets when one completes a circle, when one comes back full circle, that's expressed. The soul sings out, and the song that comes out then, that's Shira. Shira is when somebody comes full circle. And you can't bring it on. You can't just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to sing Shira. You have to go through it. You got to complete the circle. You want to ask something?
Yeah. Would you have time for me to speak to you after Shira for like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
What time do you leave usually?
We're finished.
Okay, so I'll just be learning over there, so my back is towards you. So.
I'll hit you up then, yeah. You know, we're that little child.
I got my Jaguar and
God created us straight. Lokim Rasa Saddam Yasha. God said, you can wander around the hotel, just don't leave the hotel without telling mommy. Mm-hmm. And we did. And we get lost. We're getting further away. Now the thing about this world, it's very interesting about this world. If you want to have an apt, appropriate muscle for this world, I call it a slinky. No, really, I'd call it a slinky. The world is one big slinky. One big happy slinky. Because the thing about a slinky is you do go around in circles, you do complete a cycle, But as soon as you complete one cycle, there's another challenge there. You have to, you know, you start at one end of the slinky, you go around once, you complete a cycle, but you won't get to the other end of the slinky. And I think it's a circular slinky. That the, you know, when you complete all the cycles of the slinky, then you get back to where you started from. So that it's a slinky which is in a circle. So it looks like a donut, but it's a slinky. And then you start, and you go in cycles, and you're going further away, and at some point, the cycles you're going through start bringing you back. So there's mini cycles, and then there's the grand slinky. And you finally make it back. Because in order to make it back, you have to go through a whole bunch of semi-complete circles to get onto the next circle. All the ghoulas. Here, you know. Kaddish Baruch Hu punished on the Mauritian. He left. He went, he got lost. 430 years on the Mauritian did tshuva. He was away from his wife. He was like his kairi. Did tshuva. Because also he saw the kain did tshuva for murdering his brother Hevel. And the Mauritian says, I could also do tshuva. He came back. That's the end of one cycle. But his children went away. Until Nayak. Nayak came back. It's another cycle. Then you have the, you know, the Dara Flaga. They went away. Avraham Avinu came back. It's another cycle. Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. And he came back. Yitzhak went to Plishtim. He came back. Yitzhak went to Plishtim. Came back. Yaakov went to Mitzrayim. He came back. Klal Yisrael came back out of Mitzrayim. They got thrown out. They came back. They got thrown out. We're still out. So these are all the circles. And after each circle is completed, there's a Shira. There's a Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf. Because that's, you know, Zekeli Red Veil. The babies in the, you know, in the mother's stomachs. The babies were able to point. That came from me. This is the God that created me. This is the God that He created me. Put me in my mother's stomach. Zakeli Van Veyu. They're coming back to God. I recognize Him. This is Zakeli Van Veyu. This is my nurturer. This is my creator. This is Zakeli Van Veyu. We came back full circle. Come to Israel. Come back full circle. Beis Hamikdash is another circle. Shira Shirim. I built a base of Midrash, Shira Shira Mashal Shlomer. But they're all coming, we're coming back with pain. A child is born. Who's the child? It's good to be faithful to our metaphor. Who's the child that's born? The child that's born is us. Mitzrayim gave birth to Klal Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash gave birth to Klal Yisrael, because once you had a Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael became born again. I hate using that word because of the connotations, but now I'm using it in its real sense. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, isn't Klal Yisrael born again? Isn't it later? But it's not the final later, because we're born into pain. There's pain. We have to go through so much until we finally make it. So we're born, and there's a simcha, born into pain. And you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a certain level that Neshama gets, attains, when we do that. But there's pain. So that's why it's a Shira. Okay? That's why it's a Shira. It's Lashon Nekevah. Blessed Lavai, we're going to be born again. We learned a little bit about Tchias Meisim here. Talked about Tchias Meisim is a Leda, it's a birth. You take the body, plant it in the ground, and a new person pops up. The ground is like the womb. We learned this a couple months ago. The ground is like the womb of the mother. The body is like the Tipa Zera. That was the Kal V'Chomer that not Cleopatra, Kesha's daughter said. Tipa Zera. And then a new child is born. But that later is going to be painless. Because that's the final later. That's forever. There's no more pain, no more tears. The Bilam Mavis and that's it. No one's ever going to die again. That's painless. That's what? It's afterwards. It's after the Gemara. Not the Gemara. The final lady. When the Gemara says that Chizkiah was saved from Sarkeim, and Chizkiah was saved from his own personal death. Sancheir was Gerg and Magen. He was, Lamahadrim. He was Gerg and Magen, Lamahadrim. He was dedicated to obliterating oneness from this world. There should be no cohesiveness. Everything should be multiples. You know, obtain, discard, obtain, discard. Don't use any two things for the same purpose. There's no common goal. This is a threat. And he was a threat because, like we said, he's the one person that there's no xera on him that he had to, you know, he's the one person that escaped the xera of the dark log. So he could rally people around his disunity? That's disunity. Disunity, ununity, anti-unity, call it anti-unity, anarchy. So he sees a threat. And he was killed, and his whole host, his whole army was killed with what? Do you remember the Medrash? How was Sancheir?
Who was Sancheir?
He was from Ashur. He was the king of Assyria.
He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash?
No, he destroyed the 10 tribes, and he tried to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but he was defeated. That's in this Gemara. He was killed. How was he killed? I mean, he wasn't killed. His army was killed. With the Shira of Elohim. So you see that there was Shira, because things were coming full circle. The power of the multitude, the power of Gaig and Magag, the power of the many, the power of the anti-cohesiveness, the power of not being responsible to any one power, at least in a microcosm, has ended. That particular power has ended. There's other powers that have to be defeated. That particular power has ended. So the Shira of the Malachim, you shouldn't think that the Malachim happened to be saying Shira. And Hashem knows that Shira kills soldiers.
Why would Hashem choose that?
I'm answering your question. Don't think that Shira is like poisonous for Assyrian soldiers. They have on the boxes of Shira, this Shira warning can be toxic to pregnant mothers and to Assyrian soldiers. And Hashem allowed them to hear it, because normally the Assyrian soldiers have cotton in their ear. So Hashem took their cotton out of their ears, and they heard it and they died. No, this Shira, I'm going to wax poetic for a moment. This Shira was the sound, was the music heralding their own doom. It was the Shira of them dying. Because by them dying, the world is completed in another circle. So they heard for whom the bells toll.
They heard themselves dying.
They heard the Shira of Malachim of them dying. Now if you think for a minute the Chizkiah...
It's called hearing your own eulogy.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a Chiddush. I hope you appreciate this. You appreciate this?
What does that mean? What does that mean for us? What does that mean for us? I mean, I get it.
Well, you want relevance? How it relates to our life? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll accommodate you. You deserve an answer.
Why are they saying Shira?
You think the Chizkiah didn't say Shira? This Shira he did say. He said the Shira.
Which one?
The same one the Malachim said. Could you possibly imagine the Chizkiah could wake up and see that the entire Assyrian army was dead?
And not thank God for it.
And not say this Shira? That things have come full circle? And he didn't attain that spiritual level? The things, of course he did. He sang Shira. What he didn't sing was Shira. That's the ultimate distinction. He sang Shira, was from the Keva. That's the one with the birth pangs. The way this was viewed in his eyes, the way he reacted to it, is that, okay, another cycle has been completed. We're that much closer to the Gula. It's not the final Gula. But we have to thank God for that. And we attained a spiritual level because of this. Amunah! Look at the Amunah! That was the
Come
world
on,
was
so
filled
which
with
was he supposed to sing?
The Gemara said that if he would have sang
Shir,
Shira, he would have been Mashiach.
It wasn't Shira, it was in the Gemara.
Yeah, but how is he to know that
Shir means male, right?
Yeah.
And that means, and there's only one Shir.
Right.
So we say that in Tur Mishalom, no?
Right.
Shir Chadash or Renan and
Nah. Right. Okay.
That's what he's talking about?
Yes.
How is
yeah, I was asking a question because the Gemara used a lesson of Shira. I don't know how to answer
that
question.
How is he supposed to know that he was supposed to say like Shira?
It's not supposed to know. There's a spiritual level that somebody attains, and then he bursts out in song.
Why are the Malachim singing if they didn't get killed yet? Like, okay, they're doomed, but it didn't happen yet.
Yes, it did.
It was a simultaneous.
Just physically, they were dying. Yeah, they're dead. Mm-hmm. Haman was dead before he died. You know that? Malach Avriel killed his mazel.
Killed his what? His mazel?
Haman was dead.
We had the time also.
It's like dead man walking.
That's what happens. Right?
On the green mile.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Why not? He's already dead. Just kidding.
No.
Okay.
Now, to understand why Kuski didn't attain that level. So this is going to get a little bit harder. Pay attention, we'll try and get through this. And then we'll establish the relevance to our lives today. I understand very little of this. So, from the various Gemaras and Caleb, there's one thing that stands out about Hezekiah. They were besieged by Sennacherib. There's no way out. Once the ring of siege is closed, there's no way out. It's just a question of time. I guess if you have enough provisions, you can wait it out, but there's no way out. He took a sword.
Who?
Hezekiah.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara tells us he took a sword. Not Scarif. He inserted a sword. The case of Beis HaMedrash. And the walls of the Beis HaMedrash. And he said, Kal Misha'ina Isa Bezu, Yudaka Bezu. Anyone that's not totally involved in this, which in Torah, totally involved in Torah, will be pierced through this sword. That's quite extreme.
You mean he'd kill anyone who wants him?
That's the impart of these words. That's all fine with him.
Foundation. It's like 10 lines up from the bottom.
So the dot on the base?
No, 20 lines up from the bottom.
Not Scarab, I'll pass up base of Medrash. The Amr, call me Shaina Isaac Batera, Yudaka Becherev. Zoo. And it was effective. Batka Midanbat Besheva. It seems like they investigated how effective. How effective his tactic was. Batku, they made a bedika. From Geves until Tiferes, those are two places. They didn't find a single Amoritz.
Everyone started learning.
Vilematza Tinek v'tinekes. A young male child, a female child. Tinek. A baby. Ish v'isha, man or woman. Shleya b'kiyim, that they did not have the expertise, b'hukas tumma v'tara, which is the most difficult to halakas.
Is that literal?
Yeah, why should you ask that?
No.
And the Gemara says that they threw up the yoke of Sennacherib because of the oil of Hezekiah. The Hezekiah used to supply oil to the Bata Midrashas that people could learn nonstop. They never, in those days, when nighttime came, you couldn't learn anymore. There was no artificial light. And oil was a commodity. Hezekiah made sure that the oil was burning bright and all the Bata Midrashas. This was Chizkiah's response. Chizkiah's response to the threat of Sancheriv
was the right response.
It was not just that people should learn Torah, they should be learning Torah because of the Malchus. Cop that? They're learning Torah because of the Malchus. The sword was not just a threat. That's not why he did it. The sword, the sword, I don't want to say symbolism because it's a lot more than that. But the sword invested in every single Jew that learned Torah as a result of the sword is that the Torah of all of Klal Yisrael is Mikayach from the power of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, of Chizkiah. The learning Torah is Malchus. That's a tremendous chus.
For who?
For Klal Yisrael. That the Malchus is Torah. They're not just learning Torah, but their Malchus is Torah. That means they're learning Torah because they have to learn Torah, because they're not just learning Torah because it's enjoyable or because it's beneficial. It's something which they're learning Torah because they can't be without it, otherwise they're dead. That's powerful. That's why he did it. My Rebbe Rav Gifta used to say Chizkiah wasn't going to kill them. He said the sword was a very real sword. But he was showing them they don't learn the dead. That's all. They're dead. Sancheriv's going to kill them. And even Sancheriv doesn't have to kill them. They're dead even without it. They're dead. He wasn't going to take the sword and chop off the head of anybody that wasn't learning. Saying that this sword is going to kill them. They'll be killed by this sword. Somehow, somewhere, they're going to be killed. Because they're dead people. If they're dead. They have to come back to life. Live people don't die. Dead people die. There's two kinds of Lame Day Torah. There's two types of Lame. We talked about this a little, or we talked about the difference between Chacham and Navi. There's Torah Shebiksav and there's Torah Shebalpeh. To get a superficial understanding of Torah Shebiksav, you do not have to work very hard. You don't. You know, the first level of Torah Shebiksav, you don't have to work very hard. A 3-year-old kid. Ask Mendy, he knows all about it. Torah Shebiksav. It's written down. Torah Shebalpeh is not written down. I mean, essentially, it's written down. It's written in front of you. It says what it means. It means what it says. There's a lot more to it, but the surface meaning is a meaning. It's a real meaning. So you don't have to work hard at all to understand Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is not like that. Torah Shebalpeh has no superficial layer to it. If you learn Gemara and you don't work hard, you don't have a superficial understanding of the Gemara. You have the wrong understanding of the Gemara. It's a very important thing to keep in mind. Torah Shebiksav, and all you gain have is, and you learn Gemara without effort, you do not have a superficial understanding of the Gemara. You have a misrepresentation. It's a cardinal difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebiksav has a simple layer to it, and Torah Shebalpeh does not. It's not written down, it's hidden. There's no access to it. You gotta work for it. You gotta find it. It's hidden. There's a lot more to talk on this subject, but this is, you know, Chizkiah HaMelech, we see, was a Torah Shebalpeh. There's different types of Talmid Chacham. It was more common in the days of Tanakh. There were those that their Bahalach are learning was relatively effortless. They learned. They understood. Sometimes they could have had a skus. Hashem put an idea in their heads. You don't know the Maisa with the Vilna Gaon. Rukhayim Velazhman writes this down. Mahatama. It's a safer. The Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Rukhayim Velazhman said that the Vilna Gaon told him that one morning he he was visited by a delegation of Malachim from the Masifta Derekiah. They said they wanted to reveal to him Seder Satayim. And the Vilna Gaon said no. He said, if you give it to me, then I didn't work for it. And I don't want any Torah that I don't have to work for. There's a pasuk. Ki Hashem Yitin Chokhmah. Hashem gives wisdom. Ki Hashem Yitin Chokhmah. Mipiv, from his mouth, Das Usfuna. That's Bina V'Das. You get Bina and Das from Hashem's mouth. The Vilna Gaon said, how do you get into Hashem's mouth to take out the Bina V'Das? That's through toil and labor. So if you work hard, if you toil, if you put all your strength into it, every last erg of your energy, then you're going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the kiss of Torah. You're getting a Torah straight from him. If you don't work at it, the Malachim are giving it to you. The Vilna Gaon says, I don't want Torah from the Malachim, I want Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But there are Talmidei Chachamim that they learn Torah from Malachim. The Beit Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, and the first two, on Shavuos, the two nights of Shavuos, he had a visitation from a Magid, he's called the Magid, and taught him Torah the whole night. And he had periodic visitations afterwards, the Rishonim, because he used to have a Shaila, he'd go to sleep with a Shaila, and then they'd wake up with an answer from a Magid, you know. There were in our history, and I'm a Seirah, Talmidei Chachamim, that they did have Torah without effort. That wasn't the only Torah. If they would have approached all Torah without effort, they never would have gotten this. But there were different approaches. The Vilna Gaon didn't want, the Beis Yosef didn't want. I don't know why. None of us could know why. And I'm not saying there was no effort involved. I'm just telling you that there's something called the Sarusa Dilatasa and the Sarusa Dilayla. There's things that the Gilei HaTorah comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu or from his Malachim. And then there's Gilei HaTorah that comes from the strength of the person. And there's different Malachim. Chizkiyahu was a Torah Shabbat Pedika person. Everything had to come through effort. Everything had to come through Torah. He wasn't shaykh to that Madrega. Gula could come in two ways. Gula could come, you know, you wake up in the morning and they're just dead. Gula could come that way. You wake up in the morning, they're just dead. And Gula could come through the four kings. Babel, Parsamadai, Yavan, Edavan, all the Gehenna. The Gehenna that we had to go through. There's different ways. You know, Mitzrayim was a parsha. Parsamadai was a parsha. Purim was not like Hizkiyah. In Purim, nobody just woke up and Haman was dead. It took years. Alright. And people were sakra avyutz l'ramim. Purim was ritzini. Daya mashu ritzini. Purim was a lot of pain. That was a painful childbirth. The Shira of Purim, the Megillah, the Shira of Purim is painful. It's Lashna Keva. Chizkiyahu's Lashama wasn't shaykh to this kind of gula. So in a sense, he couldn't say Shira. He couldn't say that Shira. Understand? That's not his level. To say the Lashon Zachar Shira, the Shira that there's no pain, the Shira that's completely from Shemayim, the kind of Geula that Hashem takes care of everything, and that we don't have to go through pain and suffering in order to get it, to put us where we got to be, that's not a Sharish Neshama. Since Shira is a Neshama thing, the Neshama didn't rise to that level, he would say. Had he done so, he would have been Mashiach. But he couldn't. He just couldn't. You know, it's not like he was chas v'shalom ungrateful. And that's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Razili, Razili, that the Gula has different ways of coming. And it's a sight, it's a secret. And only Hashem understands the way it works. It's just different Mahakam to Gula. There's different things the Klai has to go through. But there's one thing, it says, Ad Azzi, Bezuzi, Bezuzi, Bezuzi. When's the Gula going to come? After the Bezuzi and the Bezuzi, Bezuzi. The Mashal says, who is that? That's the disgraced one, the shameful ones. That's the four Malchus. That's Bavel. Bezuzi to Bezuzi is Bavel, Parsa Madai, Yavin, and Eden. There was a chance, there was an opportunity that Klal Yisrael could have been redeemed without them. This is pre-Bavel. Hizkiyahu was pre-Bavel. Bavel was two generations after Hizkiyahu. There wouldn't have been a Bavel. There wouldn't have been a Parsa Madai. There wouldn't have been a Yavin. There wouldn't have been another. But since Hizkiyahu didn't say Shira, that means that he didn't bring himself to that level. And that means by default the Klal Yisrael also didn't come to that level. So then they have to go through the other type of lady, the other type of birth. Bezuzi and Bezuzi to Bezuzi. And how that's going to unfold, that's a sight. This is all I'm capable of doing right now. Wednesday we'll go weiter.
Thank you.